It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 24th. I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you from New York. From here, we'll go anywhere. Technology and innovation are changing our lives and our society. Today, we're on the technology and democracy beat, and we'll start with the anatomy of a nudge. First, you email, then you follow up with a text. Then, if all else fails, you place a phone call, all to get your kid in college to register to vote. Well, technology to the rescue.
The only thing you should be thinking about when you're voting is who you're going to vote for.
That's Seth Flaxman, co-founder and executive director of TurboVote, a startup based in New York.
We want to make it so that you don't have to think about the what, where, what forms you need, what information you need. So we try and take care of all the friction so you can just figure out who you're going to be voting for.
TurboVote is one of several websites that try to make sure that you're on the voter rolls ahead of the election, which is nice. But TurboVote's real strength is that it won't give up on you after this election day, November 6th.
Once you sign up, we can help you register, but more importantly, we keep you registered and help you vote in all of your elections, local to presidential, over the course of your lifetime, no matter where you move. And we do that by making voter registration and voting by mail as easy as renting a DVD from Netflix.
TurboVote is a nonprofit, but Flaxman doesn't just give the service away. He's selling it to a dozen nonprofits and about 50 colleges full of those early adopter college students.
Facebook showed that the best way to launch a service for everyone is to start on colleges. So that's one of the sort of ways we're starting out. And it's also where there's a lot of need for our service. So if you're a college student, chances are you need to register or vote by mail.
Flaxman's company is pushing to get people signed up by tomorrow to allow enough time for registration materials to get to states with the earlier deadlines. Meanwhile, just the other day, California inaugurated its own system for online voter registration. The software can verify signatures using those on file for driver's licenses. Kim Alexander is president of the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation, which works to improve the voting system.
California is the 12th state to implement online voter registration, and all the states are following pretty much the same format. They're doing a system that combines with the Department of Motor Vehicles to pull that signature in and verify the information on the form.
And so a big test for you is, can the system handle the load during the coming crunch period?
We saw a little bit of glitchiness on the first day when everybody was hitting it repeatedly. So there's also that concern about whether there's the capacity to handle what we expect to be a very heavy load. We have 6.5 million Californians who are eligible but not registered to vote, and they have about a month to get registered if they want to vote in the presidential election.
Computerizing registration also helps with the age-old problem of clerks having to decipher handwriting on forms filled out with pen and paper. Computerized registration is one thing. As for actual online voting, there have been pilot projects, but it'll be a while before we can vote in our pajamas. Problem number one, hacking. You remember those clumsy airplane phones in the back of the center seat, which for a hefty price could let you reach out and touch someone from 30,000 feet? What you get these days is this announcement.
If you have any electronics with an on and off switch, we do ask that you please power them off and stow them until we reach 10,000 feet.
And even at altitude, don't even think about making a call, but the tide could be shifting. The new Boeing 747 Dreamliner, now in production, could let people use their cell phones as soon as next year, although at the moment FAA rules won't allow this over U.S. airspace. So you got first class, business class, and here's an idea, quiet class. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.